Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
It's like an insane clown posse concert up there on Capitol Hill.
We see Hunter Biden appearing at the Capitol, just walking through the door. It looks like he's surrounded with his Secret Service team there and other members of his entourage. But he is officially at the Capitol as these hearings get underway. We're looking at live images right now as he goes through, it appears, the metal detector or nearby the metal detectors. We presumably expect him to enter at least one of these committee rooms, because again, this is before the Oversight Committee, also action happening in the Judiciary Committee.
Action.
We're just going to follow these cameras and Hunter Biden and see where he's going to head, what's going to happen next. Again, he wasn't expected to show up for these hearings, from the sense of he wasn't called by the people holding these hearings to appear. So he's choosing to be there. I want to bring in former Assistant Manhattan District Attorney Catherine Christian and federal and white collar criminal defense attorney Caroline Polisi as we continue to watch these images. It appears his attorney, Abby Lowell, is right there alongside him. Ladies, Catherine, what do you think his strategy is here, showing up during these hearings as they contemplate a contempt of Congress vote?
Huh. I think it's his way of saying, I will testify. I've always said I will testify. I'm not going to do it in secret. I'm going to do it in public. So that, to me, is his statement that he's making today. He has always said he will testify. He just doesn't want to do it in secret. So it's really hard to argue that he's in contempt because he refused to testify. It's just the forum, secret or in public, for everyone to see it.
And that's what his attorneys have argued all along, is he's not defying a subpoena. He's just trying to make sure whatever he said in its full context is before the American public to hear, so that his fear was that the committee members, Republicans, would kind of splice and dice whatever he said behind closed doors and put out partial transcripts that would misconstrue the context.
Question. Do they have like a whole bunch of legal eagles hanging out in the green room at CNN and MSNBC? I get confused because Ana Cabrera, she used to be on the CNN, now she's on the MSNBC. But apparently they have like a whole closet just full of legal scholars that they can pluck out of the green room at any time they want and just put them on the air, which is very cool. I wish I had that. Wish I did. But I don't. But oh my God, it was like the circus is back in town. Everybody. And the clown car now there's two clown car committees. This is insane what was going up on Capitol Hill. Okay, so you had two committees trying to hold Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress for not appearing. Hunter Biden's not appearing here anymore. For not appearing behind closed doors at the request of, or at the demand of, James Comer's Oversight Committee and Jim Jordan's Judiciary Committee subpoenas, right? Now, this is very rich. Not Charlie Rich. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. Not that guy. No. Jim Jordan was also, subpoenaed in a previous Congress to appear here, and he didn't appear here. In fact, so many of the people on these committees were subpoenaed, and they never appeared as a result of their subpoenas ordering them to appear. Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, he was subpoenaed. Mo Brooks, remember Mo? Today is the day we take down names. Yeah, him. He was subpoenaed, didn't appear. Jim Jordan, who is now the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, which is like, are we full oligarchy now? Are we full autocracy now? Are we full backward, upside down, Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass now, where a guy who is trying to hold another guy in contempt for not answering a subpoena is also a guy who refused to answer a subpoena and is now the head of the Judiciary Committee. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell in your ear. But it just, wow. Mo Brooks didn't appear. Jordan didn't appear. Andy Biggs didn't appear. Kevin McCarthy didn't appear. I said McCarthy. I mean, it's like an amazing long list of people who are in violation of subpoenas, and they are in contempt of Congress. And yet, they're in service. Okay, they're actually in. Okay, so today. It takes my breath away at the audacity, the nads, the gall, whatever word you want to insert here. Oh, let's Nancy Mace actually used one of those words that I'm dancing around that. Oh, and by the way, they want to impeach like prostate cancer wasn't enough punishment for General Lloyd Austin. Yeah, having prostate cancer and then getting an infection somewhere in there. And having to go back to ICU after, a prostatectomy, I don't know, isn't punishment enough for a man at 70 years old? No, they want to impeach him too. You know that, right? So they're trying to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas in one committee room. In another committee room, what's his name from Montana, introducing an article of impeachment against Lloyd Austin because they want to punish him even further than he's already been punished with the diagnosis of prostate cancer and sepsis. And then you have people who are in violation, well, they're in contempt of Congress because they didn't answer subpoenas when they received subpoenas from congressional committees, now heading up those same committees. And Hunter Biden is like, yeah, you want to troll me? I'll troll you. And he walked into the oversight committee and actually sat down with his lawyers and wanted them to then ask the questions that they wanted answered by virtue of issuing him a subpoena. And they rejected his testimony because they wanted it behind closed doors so that they could misrepresent whatever it is he testified to. Whatever answers he gave, they wanted to twist them and turn them into whatever they need them to be, because they have no case. Not against Hunter Biden. They have no case against his dad. And what are they going to do? Impeach Hunter Biden? You can't impeach the son of a president, okay? I mean, he's not even, he doesn't serve in any capacity that would, it's so bizarre. But Nancy was like just livid that her little game was up, that it was over, that they called the tune and took away her moment.
First question is, who bribed Hunter Biden here today? That's my first question.
Who bribed him?
Second question, you are the epitome of white privilege, coming into the Oversight Committee, spitting in our face, ignoring a congressional subpoena to be deposed. What are you afraid of? You have no balls to come up here and...
Mr. Chairman, point of inquiry.
Mr. Chairman...
If the gentle lady wants to hear from Hunter Biden, we can hear from him right now, Mr. Chairman. Let's take a vote and hear from Hunter Biden. What are you afraid of?
Hold on. Order.
Are women allowed to speak in here or no? Are women allowed to speak in here or no? Because you keep interrupting me.
Oh, yeah, that's why. It's because, you have a body part and he has a different body part, which you say he doesn't have because, you say he's too afraid. Meanwhile, he's not afraid. He came in. He's staring right at you. He's willing to answer any of your freaking questions. I mean, and it's because she's a woman. It's not because you're a woman. It's because the same committee, that same exact committee, was offered testimony by the guy you want to hold in contempt. Six times he agreed to testify to you. Six freaking times. And then when you decide that you're going to, have some sort of a kangaroo court thing where you're going to hold him in contempt while people on your committee are also in contempt, it's a joke.